Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us on the hotline right now is the king of Staten Island. I think the official title is borough president, but he's the king of Staten Island, Jimmy Otto. Jimmy, how you been, buddy?
Craig, I'm doing well. If you allow me, I'd like to begin by sending Lou Merlone a quick message. And I want to quote an historical figure who shall remain nameless. And Lou, you better bring more than a pea shooter, okay?
Historical figure.
Yeah, that's the whole Boston nonsense that's going on today. It's funny, he put out a tweet something about, you know, I left my balls in prison and I'm being all sensitive. And, you know, they held on to the interview because of the criminal stuff, and it was Giving Tuesday. Well, they didn't air it yesterday, right? And, you know, what's funny is that his partner, what's his name, Christian Fauria, whatever his name is, right? Fauria, however you pronounce
Fauria,
it, right?
Yes, yes.
Went to his own program director and wanted my phone number to apologize to me because he felt bad about being a douche. He's not going to tell his audience that, of course. But then again, there is no audience. So even if he told them, nobody would hear it anyway.
When we get to a post-COVID world,
yeah.
If you can figure out a way of luring Lou Merlone and Mike Messina into a gin joint in Manhattan, I commit to you that I will instigate the bar brawl and take all the heat from the authorities afterwards.
I'm avoiding all authorities for a long time, but I appreciate the offer. Listen, good talking to you. I see that the Staten Island Yankees have, A, announced that they're ceasing all operations, but, B, they're suing the Yankees in Major League Baseball. I don't know all the particulars of it. I know that they're pissed. They feel like the Yankees somehow turn their back on them and contractually weren't allowed to. So give me the latest from what you know, and then we'll get into the whole stadium and that stuff.
Sure. This doesn't come as a surprise to anyone who's been involved in it. And, you know, in fairness to the Staten Island Yankee ownership folks, you know, 1 minute they were part of the Yankee family. 1 minute they had a franchise in the New York Penn League that was worth X amount of money. And then the next day they woke up. They weren't associated with the New York Yankees, and the New York Penn League didn't exist, and Minor League Baseball Incorporated didn't exist. And they're angry, and they're pissed. You know, as a Staten Islander, obviously I would prefer that the Staten Island team be associated with one of the 120 minor league teams that are affiliated with Major League Baseball. But my job now is to make sure that this stadium has baseball, and actually there's an opportunity here. The level of interest in this facility is off the charts, more than ever in my 7 years.
From what? From independent teams that are reaching out?
Yeah, so on the baseball front, the Major League Baseball, the New York Yankees, and the Atlantic League are very interested in bringing a franchise here. Now, that used to be independent ball. Think the Long Island Ducks. It entered into a partnership arrangement with Major League Baseball several weeks ago.
But it's not affiliated with teams, right? They have a partnership where they're going to try new rules and such, but it's not like the Ducks or any team in that league is affiliated with a Major League Baseball team, right? Do I have that right?
Right, exactly. It's not associated or directly linked to any particular franchise.
Right.
But think about it. You know, I read a quote from one of the owners in the Pioneer League. That's the rookie league, which is actually on a lower level than the Staten Island Yankees. And the guy said, the owner of one of the franchises said, he thinks that he will have more MLB potential talent on his roster in this new league, particularly if Major League Baseball reduces the draft again permanently down to 5 rounds. The guys in the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th round, they need to find a home.
Right.
So there's a chance that we can bring a franchise here. Major League Baseball is committed to it. Randy Levine and the Yankees told me that they are committed to helping out. I've had many conversations with Rick White, who is the commissioner. I think it would be a good thing. But maybe more important than that is, because of the level of interest now, I am getting calls from professional sports other than baseball and lots of folks who in a non-sports arena want to use this facility. And it has been underutilized since inception, and there's lots of excuses.
So, Jimmy, who actually owns the stadium?
The stadium is owned by New York City. The landlord is the New York City Economic Development Corporation. And what the Staten Island Yankees did today, and it's the silver lining in this, is they said, we're ceasing all operations. They are not trying to evoke a clause in their lease that said they had a year to find a new league to be a part of, essentially holding
right.
the facility.
So then, let me ask you this.
That's the right thing by them.
We're talking to Jimmy Otto, the longtime borough president of Staten Island. I saw it was about a week or two ago that New York City committed about $5 million to rebuild, but to make whatever improvements the stadium needed. They made that commitment knowing, I assume, you know, that the Staten Island Yankees per se weren't playing there. So are they going to make those improvements, assuming that it's still a baseball first venue, or are those improvements now going to be made to accommodate other potential sports?
Yeah, the story read as if that $5.1 million came after the fact, after the New York Yankees said that Staten Island Yankees are no longer associated. That money actually has been there. It's not new money. It's money that's been allocated over a period of time. The bottom line is, if we want to bring the Atlantic League, if we want to bring soccer, we want to bring rugby, we want to bring concerts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the first thing you need to do is install synthetic turf so that you can bring the stadium to life every day, all day, and you don't have to worry about the wear and tear. So that money can easily go to install the turf. Listen, if you want to have rugby, if you want to have soccer, there is some realignment with the fences. I have to say, Bill de Blasio, who is not particularly popular on Staten Island, happens to be a big baseball fan and a minor league baseball. His attention is on this issue. And the president of the EDC, who's got a big role in this, James Patchett, great guy, he's committed. Craigie, I got 392 days left as borough president. I'm not leaving this office with my borough not having baseball. And I got a chance to bring baseball and a whole hell of a lot more finally to the stadium. And I'm working every angle to get that done.
And, of course, the very first game that's played will have aluminum bats, so that'll be perfect.
Yeah, you know, that line the other day, Craig, is why I'm so happy you're on radio.
Aluminum bats?
With all the aluminum siding in Staten Island, you think Otto would like aluminum. The classic Craig Carton line.
And you still owe me a wiffle ball game, or I owe you one, probably.
Dude, my curveball breaks like Mike Boddicker.
Aluminum bats should be banned from the face of the earth.
No, I'm just busting his chops.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Well,
it should be.
Not from softball. But
I don't want to be known as the king of Staten Island. I want to be known as the guy who beat the metal bat cartel, because they've never been beaten in the legislature other than New York City. And right now, high school kids in New York City play a better, purer, safer brand of baseball.
Amen.
Despite what Mike Messina had to say, that Stanford horse's ass pseudo-intellectual. So.
Wow. How do you feel?
Jeez, man.
Well, listen.
I wouldn't trade 100 Mike Messinas for one Johnny Franco. Johnny Franco came and testified when I was a city council member and testified, not bought off by the metal bat companies, testified as a father, as a baseball player, class act. Mike Messina, embarrassed the Pinstripes with his comments.
Do you know, I don't know if you know this, but with a wood bat, I got a bunt base hit off John Franco once.
Stop.
Do you know about that? I actually got it done, yeah.
Evan, if I ever allow you to come to Staten Island, I'd really be interested in hearing that story.
So now here's the deal.
If I ever choose to go to Staten Island.
We do have to decide. Right now, I've put a temporary ban on him on behalf of the borough that I love so much. The question is, what does Evan have to do to accompany me at some point next year into the borough to see, you know, all the fine delicacies that are offered and the beauty that is Staten Island?
I think there should be a written exam, right, Craig? I mean, at the very least, there should
a written exam. What would be on the written exam? Okay. Just out of curiosity,
history of New York, maybe.
Okay,
yeah, history of the fifth borough, and he could speak about the greatest FU in the history of the colonial war that happened at Conference House, and he could get, you know, do a little homework.
I like it. All right, so we'll give him a 25-question Staten Island Borough exam.
What's my minimum grade?
You got to get 18 out of 25,
18
right.
out of 25?
That's fair. That's 72.
How about 15 out of 25?
No, 18.
I think 15 out of 25 is fair.
That's a 60%. That's failing.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
No, you want in on the borough? 18 out of 25.
I haven't decided if I want in on the borough.
When it's allowed, Jimmy will come in. He'll proctor the exam and we'll be good to go.
You understand, Mr. Borough President, I had a very traumatic experience on Staten Island as I was moving here back to New York City. You have to understand. It comes from a fair place.
By the way, you want to hear something funny? So all day I'm promoting that we're having the King of Staten Island on.
Yeah.
So you got all these young women think that Pete Davidson's coming on the show today. And now I'm getting all this hate mail. F you. I thought Pete was coming on. You kept saying the King is coming in. Big fans of Davidson. What is this crap? Who wants to hear this?
Hey, Craig, let's face it. I'm funnier than Pete Davidson.
Wow. You're turning on your own like that. Isn't he truly the King of Staten Island? Do you consider him a prince of Staten Island, at least, or not really?
No, he kills Staten Island.
Pete has had a difficult relationship with his home borough.
He has.
Really? They made a movie called King of Staten Island.
I know, but Pete has, in a very funny manner, he has buried his own borough.
But isn't that a part of love?
But there are people in Staten Island who despise the fact that one of the most prominent residents of the borough has not gone out there and just waxed poetically.
Yeah, but wait, hold on.
He has buried the borough.
Well, hold on a second, fellas. He made a movie, which I saw, one of the few movies I've seen, actually a good movie, called King of Staten Island. And I got to tell you, I don't think he painted Staten Island in a terrible light by any stretch.
No,
so what's the issue?
You're right. The movie was a step in the right direction. And, it's good shtick. It makes a good TV, but it's just too simple. And there are a lot of Staten Islanders who, you know, took offense that we get crapped on by everybody in the rest of the four boroughs. We don't need one of our own doing it. So, but the movie, apparently, I didn't see it, but the movie, I think, showed us in a better light.
I also sense in your mocking that you are a wrestling fan. So what did you think of Sting returning to AEW last night?
Craig, Evan, I have in my hand right now, for real, and I'll tweet it out, a 1978 special edition Wrestling World where superstar Billy Graham has his Winstrol-induced 22-inch arm neck with a bull rope, Dusty's bleeding. When I was a kid, I loved wrestling, and I just happened to see the thing about Sting, and I had a little phone with Craigie this morning about it. It's not what it once was. I found it hilarious at one point, and then it jumped the shark. But I know you're a big fan. But I'm like, if you could tell me who Baron Mikel Cicluna is, Evan, you're a real wrestling fan.
I wish I could. I have no idea. Who is that? Baron Mikel Cicluna?
He was Baron Mikel Cicluna from the Isle of Malta. Was a jobber back in the 70s when wrestling was on.
I mean, that's asking me. Look, you're asking me for a jobber. Like, I know, put it this way, and this may not impress you. In fact, this is pathetic, but I want to be honest. I always try to be honest. I know every WWE champion from Bruno to right around 2011, right? So Bruno, Billy Graham, Bob Backlund, Iron Sheik, Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, title was stripped, Macho Man, Hulk Hogan, Ultimate. I mean, I keep going, but I don't know a jobber from 1978.
All right, Evan, here's your first question on your Staten Island quiz.
Yes.
Ernie the Big Cat Ladd.
Yes.
What was he famous for?
Well, he was a football player and a pro wrestler. That's what he was famous for.
What was his signature move? What did he used to do to Bruno?
What did he do to Bruno? God, my dad. Do I have a call a friend? Because my dad would know.
No,
he loved
call
Bruno.
A friend. Listen.
Gave him a bear hug.
I'm kidding.
I'll ask just because I want to wrap this up. What was the signature move?
Signature move was he had the illegally taped thumb.
Okay.
Throat in the eye.
There you go. Jimmy, always good talking to you. Appreciate it. Good luck bringing baseball back to Staten Island. If something happens, give us a shout. And once all this COVID stuff clears, look forward to seeing you at John's Deli and having a sandwich.
Craig, so same time next week, right?
Thursday at 6. You better make something happen if you want to come back on Thursday at 6.
Take care, boys.
All right, be good, buddy. There you go. It's the Staten Island president, just over a year left of his term in the borough. Good dude. Love. That is, like you, that is the guy who was sitting, we'll just talk baseball all day, all day. When we started the Borough Cup, mm-hmm. which is this huge five-borough-wide youth baseball tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think like over 10,000 kids have played in it now. We went to Jimmy, you know, for his blessing to, you know, do stuff in the borough, and he was great. So me, John Franco, and Gary Perrone, who's the assistant GM of the Brooklyn Cyclones, we go into Jimmy's office. And the office is like it's a pigsty, but an orderly pigsty, right?
Mm-hmm.
He takes the blazer off, tucks the tie in, and comes out with a wooden bat and a ball and asks Franco to start pitching BP to him.
I like it.
What are we doing?
That's awesome.
Good dude, and a good friend. I appreciate it.
And I hope they get baseball on Staten Island, man, because I think they will. Minor league baseball is kind of the lifeblood of baseball, and it sucks what's happened. And you could ask Manfred why, because I still don't get it, why they've cut so many teams and affiliations away. But hopefully, at least the tradition, even if it's independent or not affiliated, the baseball in Staten Island continues, because it is a beautiful stadium.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
So you may have, what do I want to do here? Oh, Kevin Knox is expecting a huge season for himself. What'd you say pre-show? 8 points, 4 rebounds?
That's right. That's what I said. You want me to do that again on air?
He's going to average 8.5 points and 4.5 rebounds. He's going to shoot 38% from the field this time.
Oh, so there was another member of the New York media who put a tweet out and then thought better of the tweet and deleted the tweet. And Evan caught it and photocopied it or whatever, saved it.
Well, yeah.
Brought it to my attention now. He works at The Fan part-time.
And I like him.
And I think he's at SNY as well, still,
yes,
right?
Yeah,
yes. No, he's a good dude.
He's a very good dude. Good host.
This is Sal Licata.
Yes.
Who's been involved with The Fan for a long time.
Indeed.
I like Sal. And you're about to throw him under the bus. So what happened?
Well, I'm going to throw him under the bus. Way to set it up that way.
Put him.
So Andy Martino, remember that from yesterday?
Yeah, and now the world's being Martino'd.
Right.
For people who don't think winning is important.
So that has really made the rounds over the last 24 to 36 hours. Mike Piazza's commented on it. So Whit Merrifield, tremendous ball player for the Kansas City Royals, chimed in that, and this was his tweet, there's no context in which this sentence should ever be said concerning Martino. There should be one goal, period, win a championship every year. If that's not your main goal, sports aren't for you.
I'm sorry. Who said that now?
Whit Merrifield of the Kansas City Royals.
Whit Merrifield of the Kansas City Royals said what exactly?
There is no context in which this sentence should ever be set in regards to Martino.
Okay.
There should be one goal, period, win a championship.
Okay.
Every year. If that's not your main goal, sports aren't for you. Spot on.
Everybody agrees with that statement except for Andy Martino, okay, and whichever Met executive has his hand up there, his back.
Right.
Pulling the strings. Go.
And then a buddy of mine, a guy I like, Sal Licata, tweets at him, aren't you on the Royals?
Now, hold on. Now, Sal Licata tweeting as, I'm an employee of a Met-owned entity.
I don't think so.
I have the Mets back here.
I mean,
you offended me because I work for the Mets?
I don't know. Look, he works for SNY, works for The Fan, but one thing about Sal is he is a true blue, diehard Met fan.
Okay, so
he's
what did he write?
He's a great Met fan.
What did he write?
Aren't you on the Royals? Pretty sure the majority of my baseball watching life, the Royals haven't fielded a competitive enough team to make the playoffs.
So Sal obviously forgot 2015.
Oh, I forgot it? I can't go a day without, I'm serious, you can mock it all you want, I don't really care. I don't go a day without thinking about one aspect of that series, whether it's game one, whether it's Familia's quick pitch, whether it's Lucas Duda not being able to throw home, whether it's Daniel Murphy letting ground balls go through his legs, whether it's Cespedes kicking balls in the outfield, whether it's Terry Collins letting Matt Harvey start the inning and keeping him in after he walks Lorenzo Cain. So there's two issues here. Number one, and I love Sal. I'm going to keep saying it over and over again.
I hate to be a guy you don't like.
How do you forget that the Kansas City Royals, and Merrifield was in the organization at the time. He wasn't on the Royals, but he's in the Royals organization, won back-to-back pennants, and handed us, his Met fans, one of our worst defeats. The second thing is, how the hell can you defend this Martino comment? I don't give a damn that you work for SNY. Who cares? And then it vanishes.
He pulled it down.
He pulled it down.
Well, because you can't
Which is good and bad in the same regard.
You can't be listen, SNY is the home of the Mets. You can't be a baseball guy working at SNY and put out a tweet in which you have no recollection that the Kansas City Royals are the team that beat the New York Mets.
Wait a second. Let me ask you a question.
Right?
Did he pull it because of that, which is fair, or did he pull it because he thought about it and said, why the hell am I coming to the defense of this moronic comment?
Well, there's two things. You can't come to the defense of Andy Martino, although I appreciate trying to back up a colleague.
There's something sort of admirable about that, I guess.
You can't defend where you just leave it alone. You don't comment on it at all.
Sit it out.
But the biggest, he pulled, in my opinion, and I didn't see it, he pulled the tweet down because you can't claim to be the biggest Met fan in the world.
He is a great Met fan.
And work at SNY and forget that it's the Royals that beat the Mets 5 years ago in the World Series. That's why he pulled it down.
That's the reason.
And nobody would have known about it if you didn't throw him under the
bus.
Hold
on a second.
So what kind of friend are you?
I got it sent to me in my Mets text chain. When I clicked on it, because I was going to comment. I was going to go back, because Sal and I go at it sometimes.
I assume that he's getting abused in that text chain.
Yeah, there was, and these guys know him, because Sal's been in my fantasy league before, so some of these guys know Sal. I like him, and so do they. When I went to click on it, because I was going to lambast him on Twitter, it was gone. It was deleted. By the way, I'm not a big fan of the deleted tweet. I'm sure I've deleted a tweet before, I don't love it.
You know someone's grabbed it, and it's out there, and then you have to answer the question, why'd you delete it?
Yeah.
Right now, but if you leave it up there, you expose it to more people. See, more people will have seen it most likely. I got to think about that. I don't know how many people follow him, but he also has to be worried he's got bosses. See, now you're messing with the man's career.
Why would bosses be mad about that tweet?
Now you're sitting out there and we employ this guy. He's supposed to know his stuff, and he forgot that the Mets lost to the Royals in the World Series?
He knows they lost to the Kansas City Royals. See, I don't know
if I'm him, I'm pissed at you.
I got to tell you, I don't know if I agree that the reason he deleted it was the Royal thing. I really don't. I'm not convinced of that. I think it was more
did he say about Martino?
He didn't say anything about Martino. He was but he was responding to Merrifield, who was ripping Martino.
Right.
So he didn't specifically say him.
I got it.
Okay. I think it was more, this happens to me sometimes. Sometimes I tweet something. I usually don't delete it. I'll tweet something and realize, I'm wrong. Like, there was something the other day, and some beat writer called me out on it. It was fine. I actually wrote him back. I was like, you're right. When they tendered Stroman a contract.
Yeah.
Okay? They offered him salary arbitration. I tweeted out there, Will Pons never would have done that. And I forget the beat reporter, very nice, said, come on, Ev. They tendered Wheeler last year. And I was like, you know what? You're right.
Good job.
Called me out on it. I admitted it, but I didn't delete the tweet. I just said, you're right. I'm wrong. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I think my gut is that he was just embarrassed about forgetting that it was the Royals he said, my entire life, have the Royals ever been any good? Yeah, 5 years ago, they won the World Series and beat your favorite team on your network.
You know what? I got it.
That's why he pulled it.
Stephen Howard Beach, I think, don't you train Sal? Don't you train Sal Licata?
Actually, every day.
Okay, so go into his brain. Was it because he forgot the Mets lost to the Royals, or because he realized it was stupid hill to die on?
Me and Sal spoke about this morning with the Martino tweet.
We got a spokesman now for Sal Licata.
I said, Sal, that comment was a little out of left field and a little outrageous, and he defended it.
He did?
Vehemently and passionately, and I said, listen, I see your point if you listen to the whole thing from A to Z, but people just remember the point about not being important about winning a World Series, and that to me is absolute garbage. I don't know what happened with this tweet with Sal. I'll defend Sal to the death.
Let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you a quick question.
I'll let you make your point in a sec, only because I didn't see it, so I'm learning about this through Evan. Did he explain why he pulled it down or no?
No. I spoke to Sal this morning about the Martino tweet from yesterday. Okay. But
got it.
I don't know what happened in the last hour. I just texted Sal. I was like, listen, they're lambasting you on WFA.
Well, hold on. Let's not say they. His best friend. I'm just trying to figure out what took
place.
I'm not his
best friend. We're friends. And what type of loyal partner are you?
I just think, wow, Evan, you got to be careful around Evan, guys. You learn Evan's Evan's an assassin.
What I wanted to say was, you know, Craig, you had that thing earlier. I just got in the car and I listened to it about the stuff in Boston. And,
yeah.
You know, listen, you went on there passionately and you spoke about your feelings, and I respect that more than anyone on earth. But, Ev, you got to defend this guy right next to you from the moment he got in that studio and started that job, and you sat there.
When did I not defend Craig? When did I not defend him?
Listen. When Cotton was spilling his guts out there about the awful question about the conjugal visits,
right,
disrespecting his wife, you gotta back him up and on top.
He was
of
on
it,
a rant. What do you want me to do? Interrupt them and say, Craig, hold on 1 second. Stop your rant. It's a great rant. I'm with you.
I think we
what
should Steve. I think Steve should get to finish what he's saying.
Craig, you tell me. I'll go down there and I'll give him a kick in the ass.
That's all good. And now you know what's happening now. Now, and I appreciate it, Steve. Be well. You know, I don't want to give a low-rated hack show anymore. I mean, sorry about that. One of the guys on that show recognized he was being an a-hole, went to his boss, said he felt bad about it, and wanted my phone number to apologize to me. So let's not act like you held it for any other reason.
Hold on.
It's fine.
Time out, Craig. Please stop talking. You are so right. Those sons of bitches.
Thank you.
I got your back, pal. Well, is that better, Steve? Was that good?
Listen, don't be sensitive. You're very sensitive.
I'm sensitive?
You're being very sensitive.
and you stab me in the back when I'm critiquing Sal Licata's tweets. Like, boy, Evan, you're rough.
Well,
what's your opinion on the tweet?
Why don't we just call Sal up and ask him?
Of course. Bring him on.
Call him up and ask him.
Perfect. I'm going to call him right now.
Good.
Yeah, it would be great if you could say, no, I don't want to.
I don't want to talk about it.
Hey, it's time for the remix. Let's go. Every day at 6:30, as close as we can get, the boys put it together. It's the Carton and Roberts remix.
Carton and Roberts remix.
The Knicks have more fans than the Nets. I'm not, like, disputing that. What I'm disputing is putting false... Because I hate when false information goes out there and lapdogs like you just eat it up. Like, oh, it's got to be true. It's got to be true.
No.
This is right.
You're the guy that dunked on a 6-foot hoop and almost broke his ACL.
What does that have to do with it?
Just saying.
What's that scream from?
Oh, hold on. That was you dunking, Smurfs. No, don't do it.
Oh, I know what that is. That's the caller wanted to trade Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, that's not you dunking?
No.
That's Evan lovemaking. That's how they had Jet.
Oh.
Don't do it.
Gracious.
Susan, when you first saw Evan naked, what did you say?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Here's Anthony. Right?
In your face?
Carton and Roberts remix.
Apparently, your buddy has now started blocking people on Twitter.
Who's my buddy?
Sal.
He's blocking
people?
I don't know.
A guy named Cubby Cohen. He wanted to take a shot at him.
He blocked Cubby Cohen?
He blocked Cubby Cohen.
That's not right.
He's really getting sensitive now.
Hey, call me sensitive.
Yeah.
I don't block anybody.
Everyone's so sensitive today. Here's Chrissy in Newark. Chris, you're on the fan. Good afternoon. What's
Hello.
Up? Hello. La, la, la.
Greg, great to have you back.
Thank you.
Really happy to have you. Show's great. But I want to talk about this point you made about the Mets GM by committee. Now, personally, as a Yankee fan, I'm very jealous. But there is, in fact, a place in the world where we do have direct democracy.
Where is that?
In Switzerland.
Oh.
They organize something called the Landsgemeinde. Everyone gathers in the town square and votes for their representatives by hand.
And do they bring stones just in case one of the people that gets elected is not the people that the people wanted? And do they have like an annual like Salem witchcraft burning as well or no?
I'm not entirely sure if there's stoning involved, Craig.
Thank you, Chris. Well, I appreciate that information. There you go.
I love democracy. I would not want a direct democracy in the United States of America. I like what we have. I like our form of government. I wouldn't want all of us voting for every law and bill that's going on.
Well, nothing would ever get done.
Does anything get done now?
We can't agree on, like, little things. Like, okay, mustard or ketchup on a hot dog. Now we're going to agree on major things that determine laws in this country.
Not only that, most of these bills are 800 pages long, and most of our senators and congressmen and congresswomen don't even read that. Can you imagine, like, us reading it? Imagine Lugauer reading an 800-page bill.
I don't think
bill?
The senators read it or congressmen.
That's what I'm saying.
It.
They don't read it.
Listen, this just in. Daniel Jones is going with the team to Seattle, and I just saw a video of him practicing. Again, he's not running around, but he was taking some snaps. He was pivoting, taking the step, and throwing the ball, and appeared to be able to do that without any hiccups at all, not grabbing the hammy. Didn't appear that he had anything on the hamstring. Now, I thought that was weird in the game where, if you saw the highlights from the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game yesterday, you noticed how when RG3 got, hurt his hammy, see how they wrapped him up, they put the huge thing of ice on the back of it, the ace bandage around, and he was done. That was the weird thing, I thought. That with Daniel Jones, they didn't do that. They rubbed him out a little bit, went back for two plays, and it was clear he couldn't do it. But if you didn't know any better, and you saw the video that I just saw Bruce Beck put on, you would have no idea that that guy's nursing an injury.
It's different.
It's weird, right?
The
hammies.
It's just not the same, though, as being out on the football field during a real live game action.
And I'll tell you something else I saw. I just saw the video of Saquon Barkley's press conference.
Yeah.
That dude looks anorexic.
What?
Yeah. Take a look at it. It looks like Saquon lost like 40, 50 pounds.
Well, I'm sure he did lose a lot of weight. He can only do certain amount of exercises compared to what he was used to.
Oh, we got Sal Acata on the line. My main man. Trying to help him out today. Sal, what's good? It's Craig and Evan. How are you, buddy?
Craigie. Welcome back, man.
There he goes. Thank you very much. I don't know if you're speaking to Evan right now, which I would understand.
Are you mad at me right now, Sal?
No, I'm in the middle of cooking dinner, so I just looked at my phone. I saw Lugauer, I saw Stephen Howard Beach texting me. They're talking about you on the Fan, so I really don't even know.
Well, I was killing you. I was killing you. And I'll be honest with what I was killing you about, okay? The tweet from last night, all right? It got into my Mets text chat, you going after Whit Merrifield, who somehow, rightfully so, is killing Andy Martino's done comment, which everybody is, Mike Piazza, Whit Merrifield.
Doesn't mean that it's right.
Well, they are right. They are. Is that what you want to do? You want to defend Andy Martino, or do you want to defend the deleted tweet? But let me get to your tweet,
I'm not defending anybody. What I will say is Whit Merrifield, of all people, a guy who plays for the Kansas City Royals.
Anyway, he's doing this again.
He should know about a team that doesn't try to win the World Series every year. I know this
Sal,
is
they beat us! I can't sleep every night!
They didn't beat you.
Oh, stop it. You're a diehard Met fan. I've heard how you talk. Don't act like it doesn't affect you still.
I don't use that we and us stuff. But yes, okay, they won the World Series. That proves Andy's point exactly.
What the hell does that prove?
For the majority of my life, the Kansas City Royals haven't even fielded a team that can make the playoffs before pitchers and catchers.
They won the pennant in back-to-back years. They beat the Mets in the World Series. And here's how the proof that I know it was a stupid tweet. You deleted it. Why'd you delete the tweet, Sal?
Because I can't take dealing with morons and their responses on Twitter. So it's either delete it and just move on or keep it up and keep fighting with people. I can't take it anymore.
Why not just let the tweet go exist and then go hang out with your wife? Like, you don't have to delete it because people are angry at you. Who cares about people?
Because I have mental issues. I cannot let that just go. So I took it down, and then I could let it go.
More importantly, what are you making for dinner?
Just a little shrimp. I'm eating healthy, Craigie, so I got a little shrimp and zucchini.
Nice.
That I'm going to try to I just was deterring the shrimp here.
I heard you've been you're working out. You're working on the body, the fitness. He's your witness, the whole bit, and you've left
it
in your dust.
Mind.
Yeah, of course
it helps. It helps everything, and then you feel like you do more confident shows and feel better about yourself.
Good for you.
Sal, did you forget that the Kansas City Royals beat the Mets in the World Series? Be honest with me.
No.
Did you forget?
No, of course not. I was there. Okay. I saw it. What do you think?
No, I agree with you. See, Craig, he didn't forget that.
Well,
that wasn't the
question
issue.
Was, why would Sal say the Royals basically never put out a competitive team when 5 years ago they beat Sal's favorite team in the World Series? We figured You had a mental block.
You figured. I didn't figure that.
You had a mental block. You forgot. You're a little embarrassed by it. Take it down. Let's move on.
I figured you realized that you shouldn't die on the hill of defending Andy Martino's dumb comment. That's where
I
went.
Learned that was not going to be one I was going to win. So I.
Very good.
Hi, buddy. Hey, be good. Look forward to seeing you one day soon, and keep up the good work.
Take care, guys.
There you go. Sal Licata. He knew that. Some hills there are not worth dying on.
Yeah, but wait a second. Here's what I'm still confused about.
Yeah.
Would you ever take down a tweet because everybody hates the tweet and you don't want to defend it? Or would you just shut your phone off and go do something else? That's what I would do.
No.
Why the hell would I care? I've tweeted plenty of dumb things in my life. Trust me.
The problem is that you become addicted to Twitter. You look at it, it bothers you. You can't fight the mob. Once the mob sees that you're sensitive about something, then they just don't stop. That's all.
So you delete the tweet?
No, I'm not saying you should have deleted it, but at the end of the day, I don't care.
Okay.
I'm more interested in what kind of shrimp he's making.
Yeah, clearly. That's where our brains work.
That's all.
I'm more ticked off about losing to the Royals 5 years ago. You're like, what'd you put on the shrimp?
Well, a shrimp and zucchini sounds like a good dish. I'm happy about that. There you go.
Know what I'm having for dinner tonight?
I don't.
You want me to tell you, or do you not care?
Carton and Roberts, breaking news.
Go ahead. What are you having for dinner?
A little leftover pizza tonight. A little leftover.
Leftover pizza's a snack. Leftover pizza's not dinner.
Yeah, but we got to finish the pizza. So I got to go a little leftover.
Leftover pizza's a snack. You heat up a piece, you bring it with you to work. Boom, snack.
Why can't I have that for dinner?
Because it's leftover pizza. Go get a new pizza.
Why would I get a new pizza? I just had pizza.
Well, if you're having pizza tonight for dinner, you should get a fresh pie. There's 9 of you living over there. How much pizza could possibly be left?
We brought back.
Does everybody get half a slice for dinner tonight?
We brought back a lot of pies of pizza over the weekend, so there's still some left. When I went to Brooklyn on Saturday, remember?
How many pizzas did you buy on Saturday? Now you're eating 6-day-old leftover pizza for dinner?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Nah, that's not how pizza
What's your
works.
Expiration date on pizza?
2 days.
2 days?
2 days.
Do you waste food or do you make sure it's all gone?
2 days. I also, I don't go home with 9 pies trying to sparse it out over a week.
We didn't try to sparse it out. We just didn't finish it.
How many people are you harboring over there?
1, 2. Do we count the 4-year-old? Does he count as a human? Yes. So that's
guys,
5.
2020 has been a roller coaster of a year.
5 and a quarter.
So, Jet's not eating a whole slice. Little man's still drinking breast milk.
Yep.
You're about a 2.5 slice guy, max.
Oh, I don't know. You're dead wrong about that.
I don't know about your in-laws or your wife. Your wife's probably not a 3-slice gal.
No, she's not. Right. It's me. I go 3. My father-in-law probably goes 2. My wife goes 1 maybe. And it's from artichoke pizza, remember?
That's great. But so you brought him an entire pie on
I brought
Saturday.
Home 2 pies.
Yeah.
For 4, how many, I'll say 5 and a quarter people?
So 5 people couldn't finish 2 pies in
well,
5
you know
days?
What? Let me think about what this. My doing? Son doesn't eat pizza at 4. He's still not into it. So, which is, I don't know why he doesn't love it, but he doesn't. So it's 4 people for 2 pies. And remember, they have huge slices of pizza.
Yeah, but 2 pieces, a guy, that's a pie. Bang. Well, now we're on to the second
pie.
Okay,
now we got a second pie.
No.
What do you mean no?
That's no.
I don't understand the no.
No.
So I can't have my pizza tonight?
You do what you want. You're an adult. Have pizza. Have 5-day-old pizza for dinner. To me, that's a snack. No, that's not dinner 5 days later.
You know what kind of agitates me?
Go ahead.
Getting agitated today. I like it. I, out of the goodness of my heart.
I just want to tell people about nude pajamas, but go ahead.
We'll get to that. Just calm down. I go out of my way. I get you a burrito
that's
today.
That's nice of you. Kind of you. Yeah.
It's been 6 hours. Are you done with the burrito?
No.
So that's not worse than 5-day-old pizza?
I've been sitting in here for 6 hours, and I don't want to bring it in.
That hasn't stopped you before from eating during the show.
But you know, today I've not left this room since we started the show.
I have noticed that.
Normally I leave the room.
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I've been dealing with all this crap. I'm getting emails
from
people. I'm getting texts from people. Things I got to handle. Okay. Business things I got
to
handle.
Why didn't you ask Lou Gower to get you the burrito?
Because I don't want his grubby fingers touching my burrito.
Always an answer.
I noticed how you cheaped out and didn't put any guacamole in it.
You know what ticked me off about you and everyone? Here I am saying, hey, what do you want?
I said a chicken burrito.
I said, what do you want on it? And you basically gave me no answer.
No. You said you just want everything?
Yeah.
And I said, sure, great. Everything includes guac.
Oh, you didn't everything give me, includes guac now?
Is guac an option?
There's like a million options.
And I just said, give me everything. Whatever they got that you put inside the burrito, I said, give me whatever they got.
You
cheaped out.
Ungrateful. No. Ungrateful spoiled
Here's the deal,
brat.
And you know this happened.
What?
The guac's an extra 50 cents at Chipotle.
It's not an extra 50 cents.
Yes, it is.
It's an extra dollar.
See, you know. So you said to yourself,
I didn't know if you wanted guac.
$8 on the
guacamole.
Eight bucks for the burrito, I'll do that. But Carton wants everything. I'm not spending the extra dollar on the guac.
Nah, here's the problem. Can I give you the real answer?
You cheap.
There's more extra stuff besides guacamole, and I figured if I get all, should I get every extra? I'll get you like a $20 burrito at that rate.
Hold on, I'll
go to the app and see.
No, I don't go to the app. I'll go to the text. The text from you. Where are you, Evan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. You said that's not the right one. That's Izzo. Did he come to work today? Nope, that's a Westbrook text. Oh, it was the one you put everyone on the text, right?
Yes, was it? And no one actually told me what they wanted. I had to guess.
So you go Chipotle. Do you, anybody want any? I wrote, of course, chicken burrito, please. You said, what do you want in it? Everything. And I wrote back, sure. Then when you realized the guac costs an extra dollar, you said no. So don't act like we didn't have that conversation, because we did. You asked if
Hold
I
on,
wanted
let's
everything.
Read that again.
I said yes
read
to
that
everything.
Again. I'm a dentist. You shut your mouth. I am like pulling teeth to find out what you want
Evan
in your burrito.
Evan Roberts wrote at 11:10
sure.
this morning.
That was your response.
You wrote,
sure.
You wrote, what do you want in it?
Yes.
Everything? And what did I write back?
Sure.
Okay, so put everything in it.
Why don't you tell me what you want in the burrito?
There was nothing there.
Do you want rice? Do you want beans?
No,
there's black
right.
beans? You two shut your mouth.
There was no hot
All right,
sauce.
I gave you burritos.
I
barely got
thank
a thing out. You gave me a thank you. Loogie, nothing.
By the way,
I'm
question.
Used to that with Lugauer,
Where
by the way.
Where was the salsa or the hot sauce?
Why should I get your salsa and hot sauce?
Because I said everything.
No, I said everything.
And I said yes.
No, you said sure. Sure. I'm doing you this giant favor, which I am, actually.
You said, do you want everything? I said, sure, meaning yes,
this?
I want everything.
How about this?
So
next
why
time,
didn't you give me everything?
Next time you want something, write out what you want.
I don't know what kind of sides
I'll decide.
They got.
You don't know what. Now you don't know what they have.
You said
the master of every ingredient at every restaurant's like, I don't know what they have at Chipotle.
I don't know. I know this. Here's what I know for a fact. I know they got guac. I know I didn't get any.
Why didn't you ask for it?
I know they got salsa. I didn't get
why
any.
Why didn't you ask for it?
I know they got hot sauce.
Why
I didn't get any.
Why did you ask for it?
I know they got salsa verde. I didn't get
Why
any.
Why did you ask for it?
I did.
No, you didn't.
You said,
I'm the one who said, do you want everything?
And what did I say?
Sure.
Yes.
I'm guessing. I'm making this order, and I'm guessing. Should I literally click the box on everything?
What part of sure don't
Dude,
you understand?
If I clicked the box on everything, you would have had pinto beans,
Good.
Black beans,
Love it.
White rice,
Love it.
Red rice,
Love it.
Blue rice,
Love it.
Pink rice.
Do
You'd
it.
Have everything.
Right.
How the hell would that even fit on a burrito?
And frankly, I was a little disappointed in the burrito.
Mine didn't have hot sauce. Just saying.
You didn't deserve anything. Yeah. The only reason I included you is I was like, I was really asking Craig. I was like, I guess I'll ask these two guys too. Because you're not appreciative of it. McMonagle was actually, Chris.
Yeah, and I went, and I want you to remember, the next day after the pizza, I came and thanked you again.
Nah, Chris is a good guy. Before. One thing I've learned about all of you, you included too, I think Chris is like the most thankful.
That's how
I would say it.
Well, interesting. Yeah,
I say thank you for things.
He does.
I appreciate it. How many times did I mention the brisket? I brought up the brisket
He's
three or four
guy.
Times
That's
how
right.
good the brisket was.
That's right.
See, Matt's a good guy.
Because I want to continue to get these things. That's the thing. You bring me pizza, I say thank you. You give me delicious brisket, I say thanks multiple
is.
Times.
That's
in
right.
case the next time brisket comes up. You know who's a good guy? The McMonagle.
He's right.
That's right.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
I guess we'll leave you with this today. There was an election hearing in Michigan. Apparently, Rudy Giuliani had a little something to say that people took the wrong way.
What was that? He said something? Why? He says
a
lot of stuff.
No, I don't know if he, I'm not sure what orifice it came from, Evan.
Oh.
It's like when Phil Simms farted on Jim Nance and then got replaced with Tony Romo.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Is that the true story behind that? That's an urban legend, but I don't know
urban
how
legend.
Accurate it is.
We had a whole fart gate here. Yeah. No, I think Nance was already, working behind the scenes to get rid of Phil and to bring Tony Romo in.
And was that the final nail in the coffin?
And then he farted in the booth.
Right.
And Jim was upset about that.
Hmm.
I don't think it had anything to do with, the changes, but it was funny timing. Hey, is it obvious? Can you hear it? Let me hear it.
They didn't bother to interview a single witness.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a fart, right?
Yeah, but is that his fart, though? I don't know.
Well, no, that's going to be impossible to know because there's a lot of people
was
in that
there
room.
A mic by his ass? That might have been like a mouth fart. That's possible.
No, it was a fart, but the question is, who was the fartee? That's the question.
People are blaming him for that. San Francisco banned tobacco, smoking inside apartments, but approved weed. All right, it's a good place to move to. And Anthony Davis has finalized a 5-year, $190 million deal with the Lakers.
Sorry to hear about that, man. I know you thought he was coming to the Knicks, so my condolences.
I think he can get out after 4, but at that point, who cares? We'll be locked and loaded anyway.
With whom?
With Cameron Douglas. Cameron Winklevoss. What's that guy's name?
I could totally see the Knicks signing LeBron and drafting Bronny in 3 years. That's the long-term plan. 40-year-old LeBron and Bronny with their first-round pick.
Kristaps Porzingis.
That's it. Listen, have yourselves a great night. Tomorrow's a football Friday. We'll get you ready for the big Giant game and whoever the Jets decide to play. Say what you got to say.
We learned anything today. No matter how dumb the tweet is, you don't have to delete it. You know, just shut your phone down and go to bed. That's my advice for the night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.